For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says China's economic growth of 6.9% in the first three quarters of this year was within a reasonable range, but was not easily achieved. He made the comments during his third economic public lecture on Saturday. Li Keqiang reiterated that China's growth has not been achieved with ease, given the scenario of a global economic recovery and a complicated domestic situation. Li Keqiang made the remarks ahead of a key meeting this week that will set economic and social targets for the next 5 years. The Communist Party of China's Central Committee will meet from today through Thursday to set out the country's 13th five-year plan. The meeting marks the final countdown to reaching the country's first centenary goal. This year's Beijing-Tokyo Forum has come to an end, but without any consensus reached. Discussions this year mainly focused on ways to build political trust between the two sides, as well as economic cooperation and security. The China International Publishing Group and Japanese think tank Genron NPO organized this year's event, attracting over 500 representatives from both sides. The forum first began 10 years ago. A joint declaration is normally released after the sessions. However, organizers failed to do so this year due to limited time. A ferry sailing from Macau to Hong Kong hit an object in waters near Lantau Island on Sunday, injuring 83 people. The boat was carrying 163 passengers and 11 crew members. It lost power following the accident, creating chaos on board. Boats were sent to the scene and ambulances stood by at the central ferry piers. After arriving in Hong Kong, the injured were sent to hospital. No casualties were reported in the accident. A fire broke out at a karaoke bar on Sunday in the Indonesian city of Manado, killing 12 and injuring 73. The fire triggered heavy smoke, trapping many people on the second and third floors of the building. Many died of smoke inhalation. The injured were sent to nearby hospitals. China's going to provide Nepal with 1.3 million liters of gasoline to help it cope with severe fuel shortages as a result of restricted supplies from India. The gasoline will be brought to a town near the China-Nepal border. It'll take about 100 tanker trucks to transport the gasoline to Kathmandu. This will be the first time for Nepal to get fuel from China. Thousands of refugees and migrants arrived in Slovenia on Sunday. Most have entered from the neighboring Croatia on their way to Western European countries such as Germany and Austria. Slovenia has borne the brunt of the influx on the Balkan route since Hungary closed its border with Croatia about a week ago. Slovenia said on Sunday that more than 60,000 people had arrived in the country over the last 10 days. The migrants will be registered in Slovenia before heading on to Austria. China, Russia, and Mongolia have signed a number of cross-border agreements in tourism. The 10 projects worth a total of $220 million U.S. dollars were signed at the first China-Mongolia Expo. The expo opened last Friday in Hohhot, capital of North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The deals cover areas including tourism route development, personnel training, and hotel construction. In 2014, Inner Mongolia received more than 800,000 visitors from Mongolia and more than 600,000 from Russia. An international project has been announced to study what's inside Egypt's largest pyramids. Scientists from Egypt, Canada, Japan, and France will use infrared thermology to scan the pyramids. The non-invasive method will allow the researchers to look beyond the structure's outer walls without making any physical contact with them. The project is named Scan Pyramids and will begin next month. Indian private carrier Jet Airways has lost its emission standards appeal in the United Kingdom. A British judge has dismissed Jet Airways' appeal against a €15,000 fine for failing to comply with the European Union's emissions targets. Since 2012, Europe's emission trading system has stipulated that all aircraft using its airports need to pay for carbon dioxide emissions. A British ruling notice says that Jet Airways was required to submit carbon allowances to cover 150 tons of CO2 emissions in 2012. The UK's Environmental Agency had issued a notice of determination to Jet last June relating to 150 tons of carbon dioxide emitted by the airline. The disciplinary process could result in fines of €100 per ton, plus the revoking of an airline's operating license or the impounding and sale of aircraft. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.